The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
It's me, your host, Mr. Cemetery, welcoming you back to another one of my spine-tingling terror tales. So tighten your belt so you won't be scared out of your pants, because tonight's episode is about a haunted house in Wisconsin that has a terrifying history. It's often called the most haunted mansion in the world. Think you're brave enough to listen? Well, let's find out. I call this one Summer Wind. Enjoy!
Back in the 1900s, Summerwind was called Lamont Mansion, and a man named Robert Lamont lived there with his wife. When Mr. Lamont moved into the house, the maids he employed told him it was haunted, but he was a stubborn man and refused to believe in ghosts and in the supernatural. However, something was about to convince him. One evening, as he and his wife were eating dessert in the kitchen, the door to the basement began to rattle and nearly shook off its hinges. Suddenly, the door burst open and the ghostly form of a man was standing there. Mr. Lamont took one look at the ghost and pulled out his pistol. The ghost swung the door shut, and Lamont fired 2 shots in his direction before fleeing the residence with his wife. The Lamonts abandoned the property that night and never returned. After remaining vacant for some time, the haunted house became the residence of Arnold and Ginger Henshaw and their 6 children. From the moment they set foot in Summerwind, the Henshaws and their children started to see vague shapes and shadows flickering down the hallways. They also claimed to hear haunting sounds of muffled voices in the darkened empty rooms. When they would walk inside, the noises would suddenly stop. Summerwind's windows and doors would often flap open and close on their own. Eventually, Arnold had to resort to nailing all the windows shut. On one occasion, Arnold was just about to get into his car and drive to work when the vehicle suddenly burst into flames. Most alarming of all was the ghost shaped of a black-haired woman that was often seen floating back and forth behind the French doors that led into the dining room. During renovations on the house, Arnold removed the drawer from a fitted closet, discovered a hidden recess behind it. Shining a flashlight into the recess, he could see what appeared to be the skeletal remains of an animal. The hole was too small for him to fit through, so when his children came home from school, he convinced his daughter Mary to crawl into the access to see what was lurking inside. Poor Mary squeezed through the narrow opening, and then, all of a sudden, started to scream in horror. She discovered that the remains were not an animal. It was actually a human skull with strands of dirty black hair still attached to it. The grisly remains also contained an arm and the portion of a leg. Shortly after the horrifying discovery in the hidden compartment, things started to take a turn for the worse at Summerwind. Arnold slowly began to lose his mind, staying up all night long, playing haunting organ music. His wife, Ginger, pleaded with him to stop, but Arnold claimed the demons in his head demanded that he play. He often crashed the keys on the organ until dawn, frightening his wife and children so badly that they often huddled together in one room, crying and cowering in fear. Within 6 months of moving in the Summerwind, Arnold suffered a complete breakdown and Ginger attempted suicide. Arnold was sent to a mental hospital and his wife took the children and went to live with her parents in Wisconsin. The mansion, once again, was left unoccupied. but not for long. Ginger's parents, Henry and Marie Bober, decided to buy Summerwind Mansion and planned to turn it into a restaurant. Ginger begged them not to buy that disturbing old place, but they refused to listen. When Henry attempted to renovate the house, he suffered countless problems, and every time they tried to measure the rooms, the dimensions changed drastically. It seemed as if Summerwind was gradually changing shape. After hearing strange voices and seeing ghostly apparitions, builders refused to work on the property. One day, Mr. Bober was in the house on his own when he heard gunshots coming from the kitchen. He rushed downstairs and threw open the kitchen door, but it was empty. He smelled gunpowder in the air, but the only bullet holes he could find were the ones in the basement door, lodged there years before. Mr. Bober was forced to abandon his plans to convert the Summerwind into a restaurant, and instead sold the building. In 1988, Summerwind was struck by lightning several times, resulting in a fire that destroyed much of the old mansion. Today, only the house's chimney stacks, foundations, and stone steps remain. The evil lurking inside Summerwind Mansion had finally succeeded in destroying itself.
Holy macaroni, that was a scary one, eh, kiddos? I kinda wanna visit there. How about you? No? Well, we only have 2 more episodes left. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Hey, what's a skeleton's favorite musical instrument? The trombone! Until next time, sleep well, friends. And remember to stay spooky.